Amy at 97 FM in Springfield, and my show is Radioactive. Can anyone out there hear me?
Sick of silence, let it out.
This is Ethan from LA,
I'm 16, but I'm not sweet.
Are you running the streets? Call the Rio Runaway Hotline.
KCAT, Los Gatos, California.
This is, I am. Are you?
This is No Protection, out from New Jersey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Turn on the truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, thank you for giving me your time. Today I'm here with
Journey.
And Journey, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. You obviously go here, but, you know, just some little stuff, anything that comes to mind.
Yeah, I am from Arizona. I'm a third year here at USC studying psychology with a minor in mind-body studies. Trying to think, what can I say about me? I guess I could say some things I'm really interested in. Mental health is a huge thing for me. I really am passionate about that. Psychology, traveling, spirituality. And what else could I say? I also have a podcast. It's called Alone Together. Me and my best friend started it like 2 years ago, and we just, you know, talk about life and how everything just... the ebbs and flows, man. But
that's good. That's good. And before we even get into the topic, what got you into like studying psychology, mind body studies, all of that? What was something that sparked your interest in that?
Yeah. So like in high school, I just went through like a series of things where I feel like, you know, growing up, like in Black community, like mental health isn't talked about for real. And then when I had my first experience with it, I was just like, wow, like this is different. Like, and thankfully my mom was open to like, you know, helping me with shit. But I just, it was just like the contrast of my dad being like, that's not real, like whatever. And then my mom like, go to therapy. And it's like that right there.
Like,
I was
you don't
just
know
like,
what to believe.
Yeah, like yeah. That dynamic was crazy. So I just got really into psychology. And then my senior year, my school had an elective, and I took it, and I really liked it. And I was just like, well, I think I want to be a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to study psychology and be pre-med. But that didn't go as planned, but I stuck with psychology. Okay, and I was just like, med school is not for me, but I want to be a psychologist still. So I just stuck with that, and I'm glad I did because I love it. And then mind body studies, actually my freshman year, they introduced the minor. It was brand new, and I started it the spring of my freshman year. And I just love it. Like during COVID, I got really into like yoga and my spirituality, and that is like low-key the basis of the minor. Like it's yoga, meditation, stress management, like nutrition classes, health coaching, stuff like that. I'm really big into like my health, fitness, and stuff like that. So I was like, this is perfect. Like I can take all the yoga classes and it count towards something, you know? So yeah, that's how I got into it.
That's beautiful. And around the same thing that you was talking about, that's why I'm super into psychology. My major is business, but I've always been, like, in tune with, like, the brain. Like, like trying to understand that. Because I remember in, like, fourth or fifth grade, like, reflecting now, I understand, like, that was anxiety. I was feeling anxiety. Like, I was extremely fucking anxious in, like, fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I got so used to that feeling then, it followed me until I was in, like, eighth, ninth grade. And it was like, it was there. And I'm like, this is the normal way to feel. This is how you're supposed to feel. And it'd be times that I wasn't anxious, and I'd be like, where's the little pinch in my heart? You know what I mean? Like, where's that pinch in my chest? So it's like understanding the difference between like recognizing the problem and then like, I don't know, trying to solve it. Because I've never been the one, I don't want to like open up super deep. I'm not sure how to reflect back. If they asked me, how did this happen? I wouldn't be able to tell you a story. And then I used to be
I feel that.
And then I wouldn't be able to like sometimes I would be like scared to open up because getting a little bit deeper, the child support system, what do they call that? The foster care. I'm not in foster care, but I know what the child support system is like. And they'll come fucking take your kids if you say the wrong thing. So I was scared to like go to somebody and be like boom, 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 boom. And then now they on my parents' ass when it's not even their fault. So it was like always thinking about that, and I was like, fuck it. I get it together myself. So that's when I started to like read, understand. I tried to start meditating. And it was just like,
when?
This was in like eighth grade. Wow. Eighth grade. Yeah, I was like that's trying to get this shit out the way, bro. So eighth grade into ninth grade. Ninth grade was the COVID year. COVID year, everybody was at home. And then like I took that as like the turning point. I was like, all right, I can't be in here depressed because I was feeling depression. I had went through a lot of stuff, lost a lot of people. And I was like, fuck, all right, let's get it together. So I started to learn how to meditate. That's when I got really back into reading. Like as a child, I really liked to read, just read anything I saw. And then it like kind of dipped off. But then I was like, fuck it, I'll get back into reading. So I started to do all this research on stuff just to learn more about myself in terms of like, okay, I'm not, I don't have a PhD, so I can't exactly give myself the prognosis or the diagnosis or whatever is going on. But I align with these symptoms, so I'll just label it as that and then figure the rest out later. And so I was like, all right, I've been feeling anxious. Let me do this shit that they talking about, the breathing, the box breathing, the reading, all of this. And I don't think a lot of people know that, like, your amygdala fires off, like, whenever. Yeah. You don't have to be in a certain situation. Like, you don't have to be chased by a bear or a gun to your face.
Yeah.
Your amygdala will fire off if it feels like you're being threatened. Yeah. So even if you're just being threatened by little shit around a fucking pin dropping on the ground, amygdala firing off because they don't know what's going on.
No, literally.
And it doesn't have eyes. So it's like...
No, for real.
You experience in the amygdala, like, at all times. And that's what's sending that... not cortisone. What is it? Oh, it might be cortisone. The adrenaline. Is it the adrenaline?
It's that stress hormone.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name, but I know what you're talking about. It's, I should know this by now.
It's good.
All these damn classes I've taken.
it's pumping that stress hormone all throughout your body, and you get so used to that feeling that you operate through that. And so after that, I was like, all right, this got to stop. So I learned how to like kind of turn it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was... Started to get more into it. And then we got back to high school or whatever. And I felt like this new guy. I was just this new person. And I was ahead of the curve, like way more ahead than like a lot of my friends in high school.
Yeah.
So it was almost this like disconnect between like me and them. And
we
it,
can talk about that.
For sure. And it hurt so bad. You know what I'm saying? Because I love these guys. These are my guys. I went to
It's just not there. Yeah. Like, yes.
And I went to an all boys school too. So it's like, these your guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is your group. I knew a lot of people throughout the school. I've always been the type to like, you know, just know a bunch of people, say what's up here and there.
Yeah.
Different connections with different guys. But like, when your main group not clicking, you like, fuck, I don't know what to do. And it was like, I started to feel so isolated. And then that will wrap us into the alone part, like feeling alone. So I've been talking for a minute. You can into, I know your podcast is called Alone Together, and you were talking about how loneliness played a part in you making that. So you want to talk about it?
Yeah. And also back to what you're saying, I relate to that so heavily because it was my sophomore year of high school that I started feeling anxiety, but I didn't know what it was. Like, I would just be in class, like, and getting like anxiety attacks. And I was like, I didn't know what it was. I was like, damn, why I'm like out of breath and my heart pounding. Like, let me just go to the bathroom real quick. I didn't know what was going on or what was triggering it. So I feel that. But yeah, so what got us started with the podcast. So my freshman year out here, like I had made a friend group like very quickly and like we was tight, whatever. And then... second semester, first month, January, we got back and some, just a little incident happened, but it really wasn't nothing big. But long story short, this one of the girls in the friend group thought that I like kind of did something and I just didn't, I didn't see it that way. And I just was like, oh, but long story short, we had a little friend fall out and I was like, oh, so... Because they all decided to stay friends and I was like, I don't want to be friends with y'all no more. It was just, that was so isolating. Like that second semester of freshman year, like I was just in that mindset, like F everybody. Like I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go anywhere. Like I'm cool by my lonely, like whatever. And I just be in that mood sometimes. Yeah. But also my best friend, Layla, she... at the time, she was a junior. She goes to UCLA.
Yeah.
And so I was just drive to her like every single day because I was like, I don't have no friends at SC for real. And I didn't like my roommate at the time. So I was just like, let me just go. Yeah, it was a rough semester. Like, to sum it all up, I was just very, like, isolated. And if I did anything with anybody on campus, I can't even remember. But, yeah, so then me and her, we just really close. We've been best friends since, like, sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And we kind of had just been going through the same thing, like, just – like depression state, and like I was just feeling very lonely because I was like, I'm here at my dream school, like mm-hmm. with no friends, like I'm not getting everything out of it that I could be, like, you know. So we one day we just went to the park together and we were like, bro, like we're going through it right now. Yeah. Like we just feel so like alone. And mm-hmm. she was like, we just kind of looked at each other like, but there's other people out there who feel like this. People really feel like this. And there's a lot of people who get to college and go through the same stuff we're going through. Everybody has a little fallout in college. Mm-hmm. Everybody like has some drama. Everybody goes through that isolating phase. Like whether, I don't know what's going to trigger it for you, but I was just like, I don't want people to feel like this. And even if they do, it's okay because we feel alone, but like there's a hell of people who feel alone too. And then we were like, we need to create that space for people. And then a few days later, she was like, bro, alone together. And I was like, yes. And then our first episode was like about redefining loneliness.
That's tough.
Yeah, but that's how I got it started. And I just, yeah, it's been a process with the podcast. I love it, though. Like, yeah. Just being able to talk about what's going on in mm-hmm. our life and, like, tie in spirituality, like, religion, or, like, just dropping gems for real. Because yeah. I feel like in high school, after, you know, I started feeling anxiety and stuff, my mom was like, you need to go to therapy because if you're feeling this in class, like, that's going to affect class. And I was like, that's real. And I started going, and I was like, this is a huge reason why I got into psychology, because I was just kind of amazed at the fact that therapy got me to feel better. Like, the tools that she gave me, talking, actually helped my anxiety. Like, there was a point in time when I felt nothing because I was like, she helped that much. And I was just like, damn, I want to do that for people too.
Mm-hmm.
And people just so like in that mindset, like don't open up, don't talk, but talking is what got me okay. Yeah, so I was like, I need to do this for people. Like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then during COVID, I just got really into my spirituality. I was doing yoga every day and meditating.
Yeah.
And that's what really like got me into meditation and just woke me up for real. I started reading. Mm-hmm. It's really the books, man. But
yeah, they do it for you.
And it's really the books.
I think people get so scared at books because they feel like once I read off all of this information, I got to remember every single page. But
yeah,
it's not really like that.
Yeah, and people, like, I feel like school makes people hate reading.
Yeah.
As a kid, like you said, I loved to read. I was always reading. And then when I stopped finding books that I liked, I was like, and then having to read for school, like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that, bro.
Right. But then once I realized, you know, found the books that relate to me, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, like, this is the love for reading this that I have
is, yeah,
again.
Yeah, this is how it goes.
And it just expanded my mind. And really, I just tapped in. And I was like, before Layla and I even made the decision to make the podcast, I was very heavy in my, like, quote-unquote awakening, like, senior year of high school. And coming into college, I just had this idea, like, I want to start a podcast. Like, I just would always be on my Instagram story, like, ranting about, like, the spiritual ideas I was having and stuff. And people would be like, this is so real. Like, thank you. And I was like, man, yeah, I just need a podcast.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I was just going to, you know, do it and talk and rant. But I don't know what held me back. But I'm just glad, Layla, we came together because we, like, push each other to do it for real.
Because it's like, your story sounded a lot like mine's, but mine's was, I just looked at the fucking, we used Discord. It was like, okay, so me and my friend Jalen, right? Mm-hmm. So Jalen lived back at home in Michigan. He go to Michigan State now. Been one of my best friends since, like, kindergarten or whatever. And we would always just had these moments. I don't know how our relationship built up. I remember when I met him. He wasn't in my class. He was in one of my favorite teacher's class, and I was in the other class. But for some reason, we had to keep going over there. The teacher wasn't at school for a few days, and I kept seeing him. I just had to tell him, like, he looked like Sheldon off the Big Bang Theory. So I'm like, damn, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him. So I got scared to tell him. And then, like, on the last day, I'm like, all right, this 3 days in a row I'm in here. Let me tell this nigga he looked like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. So I told him, and he was like, what? I was like, bro, don't worry about it. And we just been friends ever since. And
that sounds like our story. That's crazy.
And then we played the game hella, like, in middle school, bro. I was just talking to him this morning. I'm like, bro, you remember just straight after school, we could just go play the game for 6-7 hours. We'd be up till 12 in the morning just yapping, bro, just playing the game. Didn't have to worry about no homework, bro. Yeah. School was light.
Man.
But, yeah, we was in a PlayStation party during COVID. And we was just playing a game, or some nights we'll just stay up and just be in a PlayStation party, and I would just start talking. I'd be like, man, you know, I'm feeling like this that happened, this boom 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 boom, and be like, yeah, for real. And I'd be like, but I was learning this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'd be telling him stuff, he'd be like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. so we sitting here and I'm like, bro, we need a podcast. And I don't know if he ever wanted to, like, really be on it. Mm-hmm. On it, I know he probably won't be on an episode like now or mm-hmm. like throughout the years, but he was just like supporting me. He like, mm-hmm. yeah, for real. You know how y'all be. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. Bro, we gotta do it. Like, yeah. when the plans hit the group chat,
yeah,
bro, like,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody
literally,
be excited.
Literally.
So I'm like, bet. So we get to Discord. I'm like, we gotta do this now, bro. Cause if we don't do it now, we never gonna make it. Real. So he like, what are we gonna call it? I was like, shit. You kind of like my brother. A brother from another mother. Like,
it just that's fire.
It just clicked right there. We made the group chat. We texted it in a few times. I'm like, we gotta record an episode. Never did it.
Yeah.
So that was in 2020. And then around 2023, end of 2023, or summer 2023, right before I came out here, I was walking around. I was on TikTok. I was scrolling. And I saw this video. And this white dude was like, you need to start that podcast. I was like, okay. So dude. I put my iPad down. I just started recording. And I had the channel already. I had made it some months before. I was just doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck it, let me make it. But I never recorded an episode. But then I finally recorded that episode. I put it out, and I was just making it, like, in private. Like, I didn't tell none of my high school friends. I didn't tell nobody. I posted it or whatever. And I had, like, a few episodes out, and I forgot what happened. I had end up telling somebody. It was like, nigga, you got a podcast? And then it just started blowing up. I was like, So now I'm forced to actually do it, but I actually enjoy it. But yeah, bro, if it wasn't for Jalen in that PlayStation party in 2020, bro, Brother from Another Mother podcast would not be a thing, bro.
Man, the friends really push you. But also back to what you were saying, like, in high school, about, like, feeling that disconnect.
Oh, yeah.
I hella relate to that. In high school, like, I feel like that my whole little spiritual journey kind of started, like, beginning of junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember literally being at lunch with my friends, like, damn, like they're
do
not
I
here
even know
for
y'all
real.
Bro, do
like,
I even know
I love y'all to death, like, y'all gang, but like, y'all talking about some bull right now, like, I'm trying to talk about something that's gonna benefit me, and y'all y'all talking about her, him, and over there, like, I don't care no more. Like, that is not what's on my mind. And I feel like, you know, when you start talking about stuff like that, you sound crazy.
Oh, my God. Especially that young, or, like, in that area, or, like, period. They'd be like, bro, what
like
are you talking about?
Like, that stuff starts to sound crazy to people, and they're like, what? Like, what are you on? Like, you smoking too much? Like, but it's like, no, bro, you just, you're not here with it. And I feel like that, though, really, my best friend in high school, she kind of started to, like, hear me for real. And mm-hmm. then she started getting into it. And then the other friends started getting into it. And I was like, wow, like, the power of, like, doing the work internally really will spread, because your energy just shifts. Like, people are attracted to that non-gossiping shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is funny and whatever, but it is tiring. And then you just start to see that person, like, operating at a higher vibration, I feel like. And, you know, you want to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, but there was a period where I was like, nobody gets me. Like, I don't like it here. No, nobody will understand.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I remember, like, ninth grade, the fucking COVID year. I don't know what was happening. I was having all these revelations. I was like, man, fuck Instagram. So I was like, I disabled all the accounts, bro. I'm like, bro, fuck Instagram, bro. I'm done.
Deactivated
the fucking Instagram. They like, bro, you crazy, bro. Like, what you gonna do? Like, what are you gonna do on your phone? I'm like, bro.
Think.
I'm gonna figure it out, bro. Like, I'm gonna read. Yeah, I'm about to read or something, bro. I can't do it no more because I would be scrolling. I'm seeing all these people, bro. And I'm like, what are y'all doing with y'all lives, bro? What Literally. Are y'all talking
and
about?
And also,
bro?
I'm not supposed to be seeing this many lives.
Yeah.
That was always my thought. Like, yeah. I'm not supposed to be seeing this person in Tokyo and the UK, like, this is, I'm not supposed to know what's going on. Like, I'm supposed to just be working on myself. Like, yeah. Maybe that's selfish, but, like, I don't need to see all this.
Right. So, yeah, I'm like, bro, I can't. So, I disabled Instagram. My friends thought I was crazy, bro. And I had it like that for, like, a few years, actually. Like, once I got into it, I was like, I'll pop up here and there to show the fit pick off or whatever. But then I dip again. It was like, oh, this nigga a ghost. Ah, this nigga this.
And am.
Yeah. So, like, I guess that built my persona. Like, we don't ever see you, but everybody know me at the same time. So I'm like, you see the power of, like, just being yourself, bro. People that know you.
Man.
Past social media. So.
Facts.
I fucking had the account disabled. And then I just sort of grew apart from my friends while still, like, being involved with them. So it was like,
yeah,
I remember just being around them. I'm like, bro, I have no idea what y'all talking about, just because I wasn't in the loop, because I wouldn't be on Instagram. So I guess they had the group chats and stuff going.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't know what was going on. So I was like, I can't keep forcing myself into the conversations, because then I'm gonna feel annoying, and that's hurt me a little bit, you know what I'm saying, trying to force myself into a conversation I'm not a part of. And that's not anything on y'all. I'm not telling y'all need to include me. It's just like, I'll just exclude myself because I just don't know what's going on. So I had to do that. And I was probably around my junior year of high school. And I just grew sort of apart from my friends. And then it would feel even worse because I played a bunch of sports in high school. So it was like, imagine like being on the sports team with them and then like you kicking it. And then after you have nothing to relate to because you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so the end of my junior year, my whole senior year, I just wasn't around that much. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing my sports and stuff. I'll see him there at practice or whatever, but.
Same, actually.
Yeah, I'll see him around. And then what's up here and there? They'll be in their little group or whatever. I'll say what's up. I'll stop by occasionally, but it was like we was growing apart. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, fuck with me.
Yeah.
But I can't. I don't know. It's something about a guy. You can't voice that to your male friends, because they'll be like, bro, what you talking about? This nigga tripping.
Yeah.
So after that, we all, like, went to college or whatever. We kind of grew close, but I could always tell I felt like the outlier. I'm not saying I was, but I felt like the outlier, and I'm like, fuck. So we did an episode on December 31st this year, because we all came back for winter break, and we did an episode. I was like, man, I thought y'all ain't fuck with me in high school. They're like, bro, we was saying the same thing. Like,
that's crazy.
It was like, we don't know, bro. You was always on an extra step. And then they was telling me, like, we understand what you was talking about now. Like, deactivating Instagram, trying to get in the books and stuff. And then they would, like, be asking me what to do. And I'm like, all right, here go all this free information. Man. But, like, they like, yeah, bro, we get it now, bro. Like, we was looking at you. We didn't understand it. But
damn, it be like that. It really take, like, bro, I feel that so heavy. Like, I feel like always, I feel like the outlier. Like, I always feel like the outcast, because I don't know. I just feel like during COVID, I got so comfortable being alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoyed my space. Like, mm-hmm. I made my room my sanctuary. I didn't want to leave. Like, yes, I would hang out with my friend, like, see her, or the two friends, I would see them often. But when they made in-person school an option, and some people were in person, some people were a hybrid, I was like, I'm at home with
y'all
it.
Got
like,
it, bruh.
I don't need to be around people. Like, I love my space. And mm-hmm. that just really forced me, like, you know, I'm by myself. So what am I doing? I'm thinking. I'm going to be doing what I'm doing. And that's reading. That's yoga. That's meditation. While everybody else is still BSing at school and all that, I'm at home fucking meditating.
I'm on something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? I did my homework for the day, bro.
Right.
I did all the classwork, bro. I've been there
done.
Chilling.
Exactly.
Extra time, bro. How do I get rich in this motherfucker?
Like, exactly. Like, how do I actually be a better person?
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I feel that. Because even to this day, in every group that I'm in, unless, that's why I don't be in friend groups for real. Because it's just like, I only be clicking with one person, two people max. Like, And that's Layla, who I've known since sixth grade, and my roommate, because she just here with it, and I love her, but and like my other friend, but that's it. Like the groups, I can't do. Like the energy overwhelms me, and I just they don't get it.
So like, I don't know, bro. I just feel like I'm so glued to the like. I gotta explore. I'm the explorer, bro. I gotta go out. I gotta do something. I don't necessarily gotta party, but I'll just walk around. Like I just be walking around. Sometimes I'll turn my phone off, leave it in my room, and then just go on a walk, bro. I just be out saying what's up to people, sitting down somewhere, and it's like. I hung out with the friend group that I have here now a lot. Like the first few weeks of school, you know how it goes. I ain't really got shit to do.
Yeah.
But like once classes started clicking up in. And stuff, bro, I'm like, fuck, I gotta go. So it's like, I'll see them occasionally, but they be, I hope they don't think I don't fuck. I love them. I love them so much. But it's like,
you know, I told my friends, like, something about me is just like, I need my alone time. Yeah. Like, you can't take it personal. Like, I be in my mood sometimes, and sometimes it's just like, I don't want to talk.
I want to go chill over there.
Yes. I just want to be by myself. Like, I'm really an introvert, so, like, I need that recharge. I don't recharge being around people. I recharge being by myself. Mm-hmm. And there just be them times when it's like, this is too, like, stimulating for me right now. Yeah, this is
overstimulating. Yeah. Let it go.
Like, I need to chill. And luckily, I think my close friends really understand that now. But... in high school, it's like they don't get that. It's like, why are you not coming to school? Like, we miss you. And it's like, I'm on a whole nother wavelength, like, bro.
This is I already graduated, bro.
Right, literally. I'm thinking about then. Yeah. Like, I'm here. Yeah. I'm not here.
It's all in the, I don't.
It's hard, but I just think that, you know, when you're, like, feeling lonely, it's either you learn to love being alone or you just, get in that depressed. Cycle. You get in that cycle of, why am I alone? Why do
why
I feel
nobody
lonely?
Like
yeah,
me?
Literally, like, and I had that.
No, I know it, yeah.
And when I was going through that period, freshman year, it was like, damn, like, is it me for real? Or is it them? Or are they just, are we not here? Like, are we not getting it? And that just, I don't know. I'm just the type, like, to shut down. Like, I'll just be like, I'll pull away. I'm quick to pull away, but I had to learn that if I don't want to, quote unquote, feel lonely, I can't pull away.
Yeah.
Like, it is those times when I have to step out of my comfort zone and, like, go talk to people and try to find a new connection, because I was just thinking, well, if that didn't work out, then whatever. But it's like, girl, you need to find your people. Like, there are people out there who think like you. Like, there are people out there. I don't know what it's going to take to meet them, but you got to put yourself in different spaces.
Man.
Because if the space you was in wasn't working, then you need to remove yourself and go somewhere else. It's not necessarily always them, you know?
Yeah. And if I could say, like, one thing I've always been good at, it's, like, building a social media platform.
That's good.
I remember, like,
I can't relate.
Yeah, not a lot of people know this, but, like, back in, like, middle school, I was, like, this big-ass meme account, bro. Like, I had,
really?
Yeah, from sixth to eighth grade, bro, I had a meme account. It had, like, 20-some thousand followers,
oh, my
bro.
God.
And I was, like, it was, like, active followers, too, bro. And people were, like, how this is? Like, I don't know, bro. And then during COVID, I deleted Instagram, but I did download, like, Twitter, bro. I got, like, hella famous on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, that was.
From what? Doing what?
You know how people just be, like, posting, like, funny quotes? I was one of those guys.
I always wanted to start an anonymous Twitter and just call it, like, intrusive thoughts or something and just go in.
And I just used to go in on that. But, like, that was, like, my side mission stuff. But I noticed that I had that ability to build, like, a cult following. And it was, like, people saw me as a person to, like, sort of look up to. And I feel like that's a role that's chosen for you, and that's not something you get to choose. So it was, like...
Yeah.
Whatever higher power told me I got to do it, then I got to do it. Because even, like, on the sports team I play, if I wasn't, like, the direct captain, people would still come to me
you're
for,
a
like,
leader.
Yeah, I'm a natural born leader. So people will still come to me, like, Austin, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Austin, how do I do that? And I'll just be sitting there telling them, and then they'll listen, and they'll come to me before the coach for some feedback. And I'll be like, man, you look good, bro. You got it, bro. Don't worry about that shit. Or, like,
I feel that.
Just shit like that. And so I'm like, damn, I got to do some. With that power. So now that's why I created the podcast. That's why I talk.
Exactly.
That's why I just say what I want. I gotta speak.
Exactly.
I gotta be able to speak my thoughts out loud so that other people feel like they have voices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. And that's a huge reason why I want to be a psychologist. Yeah. Because I feel like once I kind of healed, it was like, this is possible. And not only is it possible for individuals, but for the community, for the Black community. And I feel that. I just feel like the higher power told me, you here to heal. Like, you need to help people. Like, you did all that on your own, and it was rough, and it was lonely, but look at how you're helping people now. And I just feel like that is possible for everybody, and hopefully I can be the one to, like, ignite that. And that's what I always said about the podcast with Layla. Like, even if it's not hella people watching, even if it's not all that, like, we're planting the seed. Or even if people are watching and they're like, what are they talking about? Yeah. It's planting the seed. Because if you think about it, a lot of the stuff we heard as kids, lessons, life lessons and stuff like that, like, it was not clicking. But then when you go through shit, you're like, oh,
yes,
that's what they were talking about. And that's what your friends are saying. We get it now.
Yeah.
And it's like, see, I went through all that shit, so you can be here and getting it. And that's funny you say that, too, because one of my really close friends, we were just really close. And, like, he went through something that just, he was like, I got to change my life around. And he started getting into reading and meditating. And now we be talking about books. And he's like, send me a book. And I'm probably going to get my yoga certification this summer. And he was like, we need to do some classes together. And I'm like, look at that. Like, look how you plant the seed in people. Like, people may think, oh, I'm going to change my life. But they don't know where to start. But they see you and they're like, let me try that.
Yeah.
If it really helped for her, let me try that. And I don't know. I got addicted to that feeling. And it's like, at that point now, I'm always trying to be better and grow and, you know, heal the best way I can so that people around me can have tools, you know?
Yeah. Because it's like, if I don't do it, who going to do it?
That is the quote of my life. If not me, then who?
Well, yeah. Who going to do it, bro? Like, so I got to be the one to step outside my comfort zone, put myself in those positions to where I'm meeting people. People ask why I'm so outgoing. One, I feel like it come natural. But two, it's like, it's stuff I need to do, and the only way it's going to get done is if I actually step out and do it. So, like, I could take the normal route. I could just go to class. I feel like I'm smart enough to just go to class, pay attention, get the grades, get a regular job. I don't want to do that.
So Me either.
Like, yeah, so to be able to do that, I got to, Austin, you got to step out. You got to be different. And even if shit don't click immediately, like you were saying, I'm still planting the seed. So it's like, sometimes I get in my own head and be like, nigga, we should be a millionaire right now. But I'm like,
God, why isn't my business starting tomorrow?
That's what I'm saying.
Literally.
Why isn't it scaled? Why am I not hitting hundreds and thousands of people? And I'm like, bruh.
Yeah,
you super far, but it's like, time is one. And then it's like, you still learning. So one thing I was telling myself
is, that's facts.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you don't even need money right now. It's like, you just started college, bro. This is okay for it to be the brokest years of your life or whatever, bro. So it's like, you doing all of this without money, bro. You done started the podcast. You able to push it out. You able to meet all these people without the most money in the world. Maybe you just learning how to operate without the money. So by the time you get the money, it's way easier. You know what you need to buy. You know what you need to do with it. But if I was to get a lump sum of it right now, I'm pretty sure I would just not know what to do with it.
Something I've been really, like, you know, I don't know, thinking about marinating on recently is, like, when you live in a life that's, like, honest and, like, genuine and you're not just doing shit to please people, like, it takes longer.
Yeah.
The people who are blowing up right now are the people doing BS on the internet because it's gonna get views.
Yeah.
What can I do to get a view? I'm not thinking about getting views. I'm not thinking about the algorithm. I'm actually thinking about, how can I help these people? How can I put my knowledge into words and put myself out there, step out of my comfort zone? I'm not doing it to blow up. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's why it takes longer for people who are really doing, like, they purpose. Because it's just like, that shit don't happen overnight. And that's a lifelong thing. Like, it's going to be a while till we're at the point, like, like, this is, we're in that flow, like, we got it. But if you're just doing shit because you know it's gonna get views, reactions, interactions, like, you're gonna blow up, but how long do you have to do that BS to keep up with it?
Man, and then one thing people don't understand is, like, the quicker you obtain something, the quicker it could be taken away, the faster it could be taken away. So it's like, I'm willing to wait. I'm okay with waiting. And it,
man,
if you're doing what you're supposed to do, everything will work out in the end. Yeah. One thing I know for sure is I'm not going to be broke. So it's like,
I don't care when it happens, but I know that what I want is going to happen.
It's going to be there. So I ain't really tripping.
Man, I feel that. Yeah, Like, oh, we were just, it's coming out on Sunday, the new episode, but we was literally saying how like money is something we like overthink, but it's just like realistically, like we, like you said, we don't need to be rich right now. And at the same time, like we know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like we just have to be patient and let it happen. Mm-hmm. Like I can't force it. And the more I'm like dwelling on the fact that why don't I have it? Why isn't this happening? Is the longer I'm, you know, like holding myself back from having it. Like I gotta have a more abundant mindset. Like it's gonna come. I'm gonna have
it's
it.
It's on the way.
Yeah. Sorry, and that's it. Yeah. That's it. Release it. Like it's gonna come back to me. Yeah. You know?
It's like a boomerang. You gotta throw it out there. Yes. And you know the boomerang coming back. Yes. You just gotta catch it when it get back. And then the overthinking part was a really big one. Oh my God. I used to overthink everything.
Anxiety.
Overanalyze shit, bruh. Just be sitting there thinking about it, making my own stories about stuff or like, you know, when a situation happening and you'll be like thinking about every possible outcome or every possible thing that could have happened to spark this situation. And then you'd be sitting there, you'd be thinking like, oh my God, what's going on? But now it's like, I don't really truly have a reaction for anything that is truly out of my control.
And that's how it should be.
Sometimes if something happened and I'll be like, bro, I deadass just do not know enough about the situation to even give it a certain reaction. You just gotta accept it and then move on. And then
accept and move on. Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying in the podcast too. Like I was saying, like, I think that overthinking really be like crazy for the people who have anxiety, because it's just, that's what anxiety is. The thinking, the creating shit in your head to make you feel like that most of the time, and anticipating. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, circle of control. And that's literally just myself. And what can I control? My emotions and my thought process.
And my reactions.
Yes.
Yes.
So let me just control that. And that's all I can do. There's a lot going on in this world. I can't. And that's another thing that I was like, the need for control, like, gotta release that, because in the grand scheme of things, we don't have control over anything. Nope. Like, it just is what it is.
It happens, you know what I'm saying? I can play a certain puzzle piece, I can play a chess piece, but I don't know what's coming back in return.
Exactly.
And then the anxiety part. Anxiety can be a superpower if you think about it in terms of, like, what anxiety is. Like we were saying, anxiety is overthinking, being able to create scenarios. If we flip that to the other side of the coin, if you're able to overthink, that means you're able to think abundantly. So you should be able to have an overactive imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to, if you can recognize the negative thought cycle or negative thought patterns that you're in, you can flip it and just create a big ass imagination. So you can just
reframe it to something positive. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel like, exactly. I was saying, like, you got to learn how to use that to your superpower. The same way people be saying, like, sensitivity is a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
I heavily feel that. And it's like, you got to, all the things that you feel like is quote unquote wrong, like, use it to your advantage somehow. The overthinking, the worrying, like, worry about something positive.
Yeah.
Worry about your business plan and get to work. Overthink about your business plan and how you need to do it. And I feel like that's a huge thing with me. Like, sometimes the overthinking can be good, because it's like, that's what gets me to want to work. Like, the anticipation of, oh shit, I got a project due in a month. Well, let me start it now and get it good and make sure it's good and all that, you know? But yeah, it's hard though. Mm-hmm. It's hard to reframe and redirect and actually put in the work to make it positive, because the world is just always so, like, circulating around the negative.
Coming at you every time. Yeah. Everywhere, every which way, bro. They control them news sources. Not to turn it to, like, a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, that's why I don't watch.
I can't watch the news, bro. My grandma used to watch the news.
Same. Every day I get home from school, my grandma has the news on.
Like, turn it off. Granny, I don't want to hear about like how people are dying outside.
Like, at all.
Because it'll be like a segment that come on and be like, on Detroit's east side, two men shot.
Man.
That's around the corner. That's literally around the corner. Like, so we got to turn this off. I think that built my anxiety a lot too, bro. I just used to be so scared to go outside, bro. I'd be like, bro, they're going to get me. I'm going to get got, bro. Like,
it's
cooked, bro. So I stopped watching the news, bro. Yeah, I just can't
fuck with the world, I feel like, just wants us to be in fear so damn bad. And that just, like, holds people back from doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, the fear of failing.
Or being judged.
Yes.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
I used to be so scared of being judged. And then I was like, bro, whether I do good, whether I do bad, somebody going to judge you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we always getting judged. Mm-hmm. Whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'd rather be judged doing something that I like to do than be judged doing something I don't even want to do anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like I always kind of just had that thought, like, the world is always drawn to people who are themselves.
Yeah.
And really are themselves unapologetically. Like, it doesn't matter if they're doing outlandish shit. Like, you are going to... Your attention's going to be on them and you're going to listen to them because they're just being them and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what we all need to do. Like, there's always going to be someone who's hating. So fuck it. Like, you want to judge me? That's a reflection of you. And that has nothing to do with me.
And the way that you view people is all on how you view yourself.
Yep.
That's what everything is like. How do I explain this? I heard this really good explanation that said the universe was a big mirror that shattered and everybody got a piece of the mirror. So now that's why we see our reflection
in
everybody that we meet. Yeah. So it's like, you got to look at the man in the mirror, bro. Like, that Michael Jackson song really said, bro. Got to look at the man in the mirror, bro. Because once you do that, everything becomes so much easier to let go.
You
no longer are worried about missing out. You no longer
taking things personally.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
The taking it personal. I used to take shit so personal, bro. Like, that's...
Me too. I still have my moments for
sure.
Yeah,
where it's like, man.
Right.
Yeah, but it's...
Like, you... I mean, but then it's like,
maybe this not about me. Maybe something else is going on.
I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So let me just... Literally, I have that thought every day. And also the thought, like, I always tell people this. And sometimes people be like, like, what? But really think about it. But I always say, like, when you're bothered by somebody else, ask yourself, do you do that too?
Man.
Before you check them, ask yourself, have I done that before?
Is this something that I do and can I really even be tripping for real?
Because yes.
Then that make you a hypocrite.
Yes. Somebody, or maybe it was a book, but they told me you're always bothered by somebody's actions because you see it in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you want to change in yourself. And when you see it in somebody else, it's like, oh, I'm feeling what they feel when they do it to me and it don't feel good. And now I'm bothered subconsciously that I do it to other people. And that really just changed my view on a lot of shit. Like, anytime I'm in a situation with somebody and I'm like, they're pissing me off. But then I'm like, okay, I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah.
So let me just try to be better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big one. Just in terms of like, understanding that self-reflection, like, okay, I do this too. So before you even start to judge people or tell them about their actions, recognize whatever actions you feel like piss you off from them. Go fix it in yourself. Go back to that person, see if they still piss you off. And then if they do, then you could try to
then you can say something.
Yeah, but just try to make sure you
reflect.
Cross all your T's and dot all your I's before you come talking about somebody else shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing with just that loneliness is like the self-reflection. Like, I feel like when you're in those periods, like, you gotta make the conscious decision, like, and really ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Mm-hmm. What got me here? Why am I still here? And really just do the work to, like, understand yourself. Because being lonely is not just, like, a one-time thing. Like, that's going to happen a lot in life. And a lot of shit is going to trigger that in life, I think. And, you know, I feel like anytime I'm going through that or, like, I'm in a depression state, it's because a major shift in my life happens. Like, when I first started experiencing depression, it was because, like, my plan that I had for my future completely uprooted, and I was like, shit, what do I do now? And then the same thing kind of happened freshman year when I was like, I don't want to be pre-med. I don't want to be a doctor. So what the fuck am I going to do now? And that, like, change is scary. And that just, but it's in those times when you really, like, learn yourself, you know? And mm-hmm. self-reflection is really powerful. I think people need to stop being so scared of their thoughts and mm-hmm. just.
Scared of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, go deep into it. Shit, mm-hmm. it's scary, but, yeah. hey, it's better to understand than to be lost about yourself.
Yeah. And then those isolation periods that you was talking about, to where it's, like, this big life change. Those are real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I started to recognize. It's like, damn. Maybe I'm here by myself because some shit changing and mm-hmm. there's some with the path or however mm-hmm. it worked. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's people around you that still support you, that's going to support you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like you said, if you're a genuine person, you're your authenticated self, your authentic yeah. self, people are going to support you no matter what. Yeah. So when you're in those isolation periods, try to think about how you can maximize that opportunity yeah. of being alone.
Yeah.
Because we'll Facts. Take so much.
There's a reason you're yeah. alone right now.
Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite lessons is mm-hmm. that.
It's happening as it should.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. That's why I just kind of stopped tripping about shit. Because
yeah.
I was like, that bothered me, but it happened for a reason. And I don't necessarily want to be in this situation, but it's happening as it should, mm-hmm. and eventually it's going to make sense. And you just got to, like, find peace in that, for real.
And we survived 100% of the bad days that we've had.
Facts.
Like, if you're still alive, that means you survived the day.
Facts.
If something happened, you thought you would never get past it, think about it now and say, damn, I'm 2 years past the situation
Literally.
That you thought would...
Literally.
You would never recover from. Literally. That'd be the funniest shit ever, bro. You'd be sitting there, you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to get Man. Over this. Ah! And Man. Then you look back, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I accept it for what it was, and now I'm here where I am, and I'm glad I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
And that's one thing my dad was telling me, because it was like a bunch of shit was happening in high school, bro. Like, especially towards the end, it was just like, my life just started ramping up with, like, random ass experiences. I'm like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been the type of person to go, like, run for help. So it was like, well, run for help's in turn to, like, stuff happening. Like, mm-hmm. if I was in school, I didn't have any type of problem asking a teacher for help. But, like, when shit got serious, I would try to figure out as much of it as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, all right, if Austin asking for help, we know some shit wrong. So mm-hmm. I would tell him stuff or stuff would be happening. He'd be like, bruh, I remember the same shit happened to me, but I was already in college or I was already in this grade. So it's like, he like, don't even trip on it. I'm glad this happening now. Because yeah. you so ahead of the curve
yeah.
that I was at. And if I made it this far, you about to make it
yeah.
10 times as yeah. far. So he like,
real.
It's calm, it's cool, you're not dead, and just always know that you covered. And Facts. That's another thing I love saying is like, everything is paid for already. Don't worry about it. I don't worry about going in debt. I don't worry about being poor or anything because it's like, everything's covered.
I like
Even
that.
When I go out, I'll go, sometimes I go out by myself. Like I went to it was this Cars and Coffee event that I really wanted to go to. And I was trying to see if, like, any of my friends wanted to tag along. One, it was at 7 in the morning. I'm usually the only nigga that be up. Two, everybody just happened to be busy. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go by myself. I love these opportunities to just get up and go. So it was like, fuck it. I woke up for, like, the 6:45 bus right there across from the Wingstop. Had to get over there. And I'm thinking, like, damn, what if I take the wrong bus, this, this, and that? I'm like, bro, we're going to get there no matter what.
Yeah.
Lyft is a real thing, bro. Like,
yeah.
like, we can get picked up from, like, damn near anywhere as long as it's not the wrong area. So I'm like, bro, don't worry about it. Get up there and push come to shove, bro. You can always lift back. Like, don't worry about the money part. Yeah. Somebody will have it for you.
Yeah.
You will get back home. So it's
Facts.
Like the fact that I don't have to worry about getting back home has opened me up to doing so much.
Mm.
Even just first moving here, first year here. Not really understanding the city. That could be scary for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they'll sit back and they'll just stay in their room because they get paralysis of decisions and choices.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, fuck it, I get back. So I go out there. I had the most amazing time. I seen the best cars in my life. Figured out what car I want to like save up for and shit now. So it's like, that's what I was looking for.
I'm like, period.
Yeah, what y'all working with out here? Let me see what so... I end up figuring all that. I'm just having, like, a good time. I made it back to campus. And then that day ended up just ramping up. I was up from, like, 6 in the morning to, like, 12 in the morning that
Damn.
Day. Like, just doing shit, bro. But, like...
It'd be like that.
Yeah, it was so many experiences. And then a lot of things that I like when it happens is when you learn something, And then that lesson starts to play out like immediately after you learn it. Like I'll read something in a book or hear something on a podcast or watch a YouTube video. And it'd be like, you need to watch how you act when you get pissed off. And I'll be like, all right. And then I'll go get like immediately pissed off. Like, yeah. I just so happen to get pissed off. And I'll be like, ooh, I'll be ready for the like, you know, the normal reaction that I get, burst out, whatever I usually do. And I'll be like, wait, in the video they just said I gotta breathe. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to breathe and then get over the situation like that until it becomes a part of one of my new habits. So now it's like, now I'm more calm when something happens. Now I ain't tripping. You don't get that, I don't get super anxious when something go wrong, but yeah. I'll be like,
it's all about learning like the tools to what works for you. And I feel like that's a huge reason why I love yoga and meditation and journaling is something I do damn near every day, just because that's what helped me. That's what helped my thoughts. I don't even really like talking to people about my thoughts, because it's just like, for one, what can you do for me? And two, like, I feel like I have all the answers for myself. You can give me experience, you can give me your opinion, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna do what I want. So I just kind of learned, like, let me just dwell on my thought and see where it gets me. And if it's nowhere beneficial or positive, then I let it go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, learning what works for you and just, yeah, doing shit for yourself. Like you said, that whole day, like, you start to learn to love doing shit for yourself, because you don't got to please other people. You don't got to cater to other people.
You don't got
to
worry about somebody else being hungry. Right. About somebody
I was about
else
to
being
say
tired.
That. Like, going home, you don't got to worry about none of that. It's just you and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. Like, that's great. I love doing shit by myself, just like you were saying, because it's like, it's just me.
It's
I just got to
so
worry
fun.
About me.
I can just talk to myself or, like, talk to people around and then, I don't know. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then another one of my favorite things to do. You ever been to the Rose Bowl flea market?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That shit is
so fun. Bro. I swear I got that bag from.
Period.
I got out of city. Yeah. So like, I remember the first time I had been hearing about it. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. And I got up and I went with this sign that said emotional advice for $2. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it, because I was bored. So
that's
I woke up
funny.
Early as hell in the morning. I got on the Metro E line. I took that up to the... Oh, I know the way. You take the E to the A line. The A line take you to Pasadena. Uh-huh. And Pasadena will take you straight to the Rose Bowl. Uh-huh. So I took that in the whole way. I'm just, like, having fun in my own world. Sometimes I hate when I get stuck in, like, unskippable conversations on the E line. Oh, my God. I had some crazy-ass conversations. I remember, where was I coming back from?
See, I'm not a conversator. Like, I love a podcast, but I'm not, like, don't come up to me and try to talk to me. I'm not having it. Like,
man, I'm on the E line, bro. One time I went to Santa Monica, bro. I was talking. This lady got on the train, bro. She had saw me, bro, and she just started yapping. And I'm like, fuck. I don't know how to tell her, like, I don't want to talk. So I'm just listening to her, bro, and then she's just putting all this information on me. I know, like, part of her whole life story now.
Damn.
Didn't know why I needed to know that.
Maybe people just feel called to talk to you.
Yeah, so I'm just, like, listening. I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, you know, yeah. And then on my way to Pasadena, I was talking to some guy on the train, and we ended up talking about, like, football or something. And he was like, yeah, you a wide receiver, ain't you? I'm like, nigga, it's no way in hell. It's no way. You know that shit. I didn't give him no indication. I didn't even, like, really. He was doing most of the talking. I'm like, how do you know that? He like, I just know. And he's, like, on his way to get a six-pack, bro. Like, he was telling me, like, bro, I have a drinking problem, bro. Like, but I just love drinking. I was like,
at least he's aware.
As long as you in control of yourself, he's like, yeah, the store cut me off, so I got to take the bus to go get another one. I'm like, damn. And then one guy was talking. I don't even know what he was talking to me about, bro. But he was, some shit was hitting. I'm like, damn, hold on. He's kind of right. I was like, but other than that, bro, I don't know.
That's really fun. Sometimes it's good to talk to other people. You never know what you learn. Yeah. And I just feel like if people feel called to talk to you, maybe you just got a gift.
Just gotta listen.
People feel that energy. Yeah. Like, that's powerful.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit. I just can't tell them shut up. Because it's like, damn.
You can't. Once they get going, it's like you really feel like you need to get this off your chest. So, like, go ahead.
Just come on, bro. Just bring it on.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I'll walk away and do something. Like, journaling started to become a big part of my whole thing. And it got, like, validated. I went to fucking Santa Monica, bro. And I'm sitting there. I was by myself, chilling. This was, like, right before, what was the most recent break we had?
Spring break.
It was right before spring break. Everybody was in class and stuff. So I was like, fuck it. I'm about to go to the beach. So I'll go to the beach. End up writing this beautiful screen. Like, I like the screen write, too.
Hmm.
But like that's like on the side. That's like some very minuscule on the side. Yeah. Like sometimes I think of shit and I just I had to get this down. I was on the E-line and then it just popped into my brain. So I'm like planning it. I'm like, oh, all right, hold on. Let me remember this. I'm like, I gotta remember this so I can write it down. So I get to the beach, I end up writing it down. And then when I got done, I was walking away and this guy was like, hey, excuse me. He was like, I saw you journaling over there. And he pulled his out. And he was like,
that's
I'm
lit.
A journaler too. And I'm like,
journaler.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit. So I'm like, that's tough. So we talked for like a few minutes. He was like, no, I didn't really want anything. I just wanted to validate what you were doing. So you feel like, I don't know, confirmed and whatever. I was like, damn, I really
that's
needed
real.
That. So I went on.
I like that.
Came back.
I like
it was
that.
Really fun.
People need affirmation really mm-hmm. bad. People
yeah.
need to be reaffirmed really bad.
Reassurance is a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
it
learning
really
that's a
is.
Big part of myself.
Same.
Yeah.
I was talking about that in the podcast for Sunday. Literally, like, I learned in my last relationship how important that is for me.
Yeah.
Like, I really need that shit.
I just be needing to know, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me how you feel. Like, use your words.
Please. Like, that, like, bro.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, just.
Because when I always say, like, when people want something, they have no problem saying what they want.
Man.
But when it comes to telling you how they feel about you, it's so damn hard. But it's like, if you're trying to tell me what you want from me, it's so easy. Tell me what you need from me. How about that? Tell me, like, what you need with yourself.
Yeah.
So that I can, like, you know, shit
so
like
I can
that.
Help out, bro.
Right.
Like, I don't like guessing games. I can't do the guessing games. I can't jump through your brain.
Man.
And figure out what's going on,
man.
Bro. So you got to at least... I'd rather
meet me halfway.
Cuss me out, bro. I'd rather you cuss me out and get the few requests that you got off, and I'll take it, and I'll be like, don't cuss me out, but I got what I needed.
Right,
so
right. I hear you, though.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You're getting it off.
Right.
We ain't got to do it like that, but at least we got it
next
off.
Next time, breathe.
Yeah, so I'd rather just hear it directly than, like, going AWOL or expecting me to, like,
then
pick
avoid.
Up some fallen pieces. So. Whatever.
Facts.
And I'm so accepting of everything now. It's like, that's calm. Don't
same.
Even, I ain't tripping.
I had this realization a while ago, just like acceptance is everything in life. Like you fighting acceptance is bad.
Yeah, it'll come it, hit you back and forth. It'll start
mm-hmm.
boxing you,
you just
bro.
Have to accept it for what mm-hmm. it is and adjust accordingly. Mm-hmm. Control how you respond to it. Accept it and... Because fighting it is just like, now you about to be anxious. Now you about to be stressed and all this
shit.
Keep
knocking on that door,
exactly.
bro, until you open it up and let it in.
Exactly.
All right, we have 56 minutes.
Oh, shit. Period.
Yeah, that is pretty good. But was it any point? What was we just talking about?
Acceptance. Exactly.
Was that all I had on that? But yeah, I don't. Oh yeah, I just find myself now like, not even in like a nonchalant way, like niggas be trying to be too cool and shit, bro. But like, nah, like, just on the whole, like, okay, and just I'm fully accepting, and I'm no longer like super anxious about what's going on, what could have been. It's like,
cause how you respond sometimes also affects how the people around you respond.
Yeah.
And that's a huge reason why I just try to stay calm, because if I'm going to get worked up, they're going to feed off that energy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sad, that shit is very contagious. Energy is very contagious. So let me at least try to be calm. Like sometimes, you know, I'm the type, like if I'm annoyed, if I'm irritated, all that shit, I'm not hiding it. I don't care. I'm not
the
type.
Yeah, it's out there, you know.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. not the fake it till you make it type of person. Like, if I'm bothered, you're going to know. I like, ask me what's wrong, then I'll tell you. I have no problem.
Yeah.
Like, but I just, you got to try to your hardest to really be calm. And that just goes also to the not taking it personally and, you know, asking yourself, what did I do to contribute to this? All that shit. It's a lot of reflection in situations when you feel like dysregulated.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why I hung around Jalen, bro. I used to be a little, I've always been like a cool guy, but like when I get heated, I be heated. Cause I got like
me
a
too.
Big competitive spirit.
It takes
spirit.
Me a lot to get there. But when I'm there,
bro, it's like, bro, I'm about to crash.
I'm about
out,
to
bro.
Spaz.
Everybody got to feel this, bro. Like,
man.
But Jalen was always the type, he was never tripping. Like even when we was on the game, I was the loud nigga. Like I was in there cussing.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting whooped on because I was cussing, but like, I ain't really give a, you know?
Yeah.
My mom gonna hear this and be mad. But nah, she used to whoop my ass for that, bro. But like, I got to take that on the chin, bro. I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
I used to talk like I had the soundboards in my room, bro. Door thin in the motherfucker.
Man.
In there cussing.
Man.
She like, what? You said, I ain't say nothing. I ain't say nothing. But no, Jalen was just like the type to never be tripping, bro. He was always laid back. Voice stayed at the same pace. So it was like, all right, when he get mad, I get mad.
Man, me and Layla are like that. Like, we always say we so much alike, but we so, like, we each other's, like, yin and yang, we always say.
Yeah.
Like, one of us the crazy one, one of us the calm one, one of us the extrovert, one of us the introvert. Like,
yeah.
Balance. Life is about
That's
balance, for real.
And then I'm not going to let this go on notice before I don't even know if he listens to the podcast. But, like, my god brother, Charlie, bro. Great guy, bro. Even Michael, too. Michael, if you listen to this, I'll talk about you in another episode. This is about Charlie right now. Charlie is, like, a great kid, bro. And me and him really got super close. Like, my junior year of high school, going into, like, my senior year, because he's a year younger than me. But he needed a ride home from, like, practice and shit. And he lived on the east side of Detroit, so I just scoop him downtown, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And from those rides, bro, we would just be talking and talking, and we just got super close because he felt the same way, too, in terms of, like, he had his friend group, but they was always on something else, and he just wasn't with that. So it was, like, he felt like the outcast, too. So it was like, all right, you can just chill with me. I ain't really on that. So me and Charlie got super close, bro. I talked to him more than I talk to the guys from high school. That's none of my guys from high school. I fuck with y'all. But, like, me and Charlie just talk more, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, me and him just relate on so much, and we just bounce ideas off of each other. And, like, that's my guy, bro. He, like, my little brother. Like, even when people be asking me how many siblings I got, I start to be like, I got a brother, too. But, like,
yeah. I feel it.
But, yeah, but Charlie, you a great guy. Keep going, man.
Period. Little shout out.
Yeah. Do you got any type of, I do a quote of the day. Do you have any quote that you would like, just off the front of your mind, don't got to be too crazy. It can be long, can be short.
Yeah, I'll share my favorite quote
because
it's tatted on me. It means a lot to me. My dance teacher told me it when I was like 5, 6, and it just stuck with me my whole life. But it's, people forget what you said, people forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Ooh. Hold on. I know I got the effects on here. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, it's not going up.
Hey.
There we go. There we go. There we go.
That's hard. I like that.
But all right. Shit, how do I do the outro? Oh, thank y'all for listening. Appreciate it. Love y'all. It's already long enough.